This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 126 for Friday, November 1st. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was mostly higher on Friday despite continued strong prices in comparable oils. Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soy oil rallied while crude oil was also higher amidst reports Iran was preparing an attack on Israel. European rapeseed was lower. The Canadian Grain Commission reported 306,000 tons of canola exported during the weekend of October 27th for a cumulative marketing year total of 2.896 million tons, compared to 1.306 million 1 year ago. The Canadian dollar was down 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. Daylight saving time will end on Sunday morning in most of Canada and the United States. The January canola contract was down $4.50 per ton at $645.90. In the U.S., corn was up, while soybeans and wheat were down. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange said Argentina's corn crop is 35% planted, while leafhopper stress is currently low. It also projects the crop to be 47 million tons, compared to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's estimate of 51 million. Ukraine's grain exports in October rose 59% from the previous year at 3.95 million tons, including 1.92 million tons of corn. So far this marketing year, 14.4 million tons of grains have been shipped, including 4.7 million tons of corn. The USDA reported a private export sale of 781,300 tons of U.S. corn to Mexico today, with most of it being delivered this marketing year. The December corn contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.15. A group of crushers and exporters from Argentina reported export revenue of $2.55 billion U.S. in October, a 243% increase from the previous year. The group attributed the rise to more grain sales and a higher soybean crushing pace. South Korea purchased 60,000 tons of soy meal for May arrival. The USDA reported private export soybean sales this morning of 198,000 tons to unknown destinations and 132,000 tons to China for delivery this year, as well as 30,000 tons of soy oil to India. The January soybean contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $9.94. Canada exported 507,800 tons of wheat during the weekend of October 27th, with the cumulative total this marketing year at 4.491 million, down from 4.612 million last year. Ukraine shipped 1.64 million tons of wheat for export in October, with 7.7 million tons shipped so far in the 2024-25 marketing year. The European Commission trimmed its 2024-25 European Union wheat production estimate by 2 million tons at 112.6 million. Its ending stocks estimate was also down 1.3 million tons at 10.4 million. The December Chicago wheat contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.68. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.67. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6 even. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, November 1st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.